Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Who the Texans play this week?
No one knows. It's impossible.
Do you think it's a bad thing that none of us knew who they're playing?
I think it looks good. I think it looks good. This is how Cal talks. I think it looks good. This is how Cal talks.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
I think it looks good. I think it looks good. This is how Cal talks. I think it looks good.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our good friend Paul Miller is with us from Great Plate, Jack's Grill, Union Kitchen, and Passarella's. And I went to Passarella's a couple weeks ago, and I told you I was going over there, and it was fantastic. When you walk in, they give you a glass of champagne. Everybody's
classy.
It is classy. It is great. I was like, what you did with Passarella's on Washington there, I have been up in Cyprus. But what you did is awesome. It really is.
I think, you know, that restaurant's been open for it was a Union Kitchen for five years, and we figured out what the neighborhood wanted, and we figured out how to utilize the space way better than what we were before. We tore that wall out behind the bar so you can see through, and it really kind of feels like a treehouse. And then we tore a little wall out that was in the back so we can do banquets and events back there. And then we've got the private room, and it's just, you know, we tried to learn a little bit when we got open.
Well, the other night I went for the, Wendy and I went for the wine tasting deal too. Because John, who was managing, right, he told us, hey, we got a wine taste. It was we had the best Osambuca. It was awesome. It was really awesome. And the wine that they paired it with, it was just fantastic and extremely affordable. I mean, you lost money that night.
I guess it depends on how much you drink, but yeah, very, very possibly. You know, it's funny that we were talking about Tony's offline just a second ago, and Chef Ed Roberts, who is my executive chef there, worked at Tony's for years.
Oh, really?
Right alongside 4K? Tony Malone. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
really?
No,
before Kate.
Before Kate.
Yeah, because she's fantastic. She's bringing burgers to us. Tony's is bringing burgers in here. You'll be gone. That's a shame that you'll be gone on Friday.
Oh, I thought you said she's bringing them Thursday.
No, she's. I don't think so. So
burgers.
I'm just
ashamed. Why burgers? You don't get the Italian. You don't get the Italian piece. Yeah, What's going on?
Well, the burgers are supposed to be incredible. Chef Kate is unbelievable. So good. So good. If you haven't been to Tony's lately, it's so good. But I was really the wine tasting, the wine pairing and everything else was just fantastic. And you and I had talked and said, come on in and talk about that. So how often are you doing that? What's the deal?
Two times a month. That's the goal. So my GM out at Passarella in Cyprus just put together this really cool program with a passport where we are going to do 20 themed dinners for all 20 regions of Italy. And we're going to pair the wines from the region with the food from the region. So,
oh, cool.
And you get this passport, and you come in, and you get a stamp for each dinner that you come to. And then if you hit all 20, you're going to get some kind of great prize. If you hit a couple of them, then, you know, we'll figure something out. But, you know, the idea is to create something that's really interesting outside of what we do on a day-to-day basis. Like, you know, give you a reason to come back. Heck, you were at Passarella twice in a week, I think.
Yeah.
So, and you wouldn't have come back if we hadn't been doing that dinner. So, right. You know, that's the goal. We want to get the regulars in there, you know, once, twice, three times a week, and then give you a reason to get dressed up, come back, do a cool dinner that's affordable with some really good wines, and, you know, have a little bit of fun. Learn something.
No, I was amazed at how affordable and how good it was. So you did a fantastic job. With that as well. Are you done with your country thing at Jack's? Is that over?
It ended 3 weeks ago on Thursday nights, and it was such a success. It was an absolute blast.
That's great.
But we had it was 6 weeks in a row. It got busier every single week. We had a bunch of people showing up. A lot of the rodeo committee guys were showing up, and they're like, "Well, we do our meetings there on Thursday anyway. Let's just move it up, you know, so we can go during the country series." And normally they're there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, meeting, grab a quick, you know, burger or something. These guys stayed for like 4 hours every time. I mean, it was just awesome, really good music. You know, Paige was awesome. Rich O'Toole was great. So we're definitely looking forward to doing it again soon.
You guys have a lot of – you're also set up for a lot of football stuff, like Saturday, Sunday, because you got – patio. I know at a lot of the Jack's locations, you got patios in – inside, like you have an indoor patio basically at the I guess you can change it. It can be indoor, outdoor, because the way it's set up right there on Bel Air where me and my family
in Washington
go in
too,
with the garage door.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the idea is obviously we're family friendly, which is great. We have live music. We have Zydeco on Friday nights and Saturday nights. We do the country music on Thursday nights for the series. The thing that's so great about it is you can come in with a big group. And you don't have to sit at a table and take all this time to divide up a check. You just go and you place your order and you pay and that's it. You sit around the bar. You get full service. It's 30 years. We've been around for 30 years, so it's just kind of a part of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And we're so happy to be there.
Great stuff. That's Jack's Grill, Union Kitchen, and Passarella's, which is just fantastic. You guys are doing unbelievable. I wanted to talk about that wine tasting thing because the pairing and the food was just spectacular. You guys did a great job, just spectacular.
I'm a level two som, as is my wife.
Are you really?
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh wow! Well,
you wouldn't guess that.
Why?
Because I got a beer in my hand most of the time. But
I never heard.
Yeah. So I'm so enthusiastic about wine, and when I start talking about the pairings of wine and food, there's just a lot of energy there. So we're actually looking into opening a wine bar / tapas restaurant, within the next
topless restaurant.
Yeah,
no
tapas.
Oh.
Who's a professional one, Del? Who's the professional one?
I'm just trying to be professional here.
Who's the professional one?
I want to make sure everybody knew.
You knew.
You're looking all tanned up, man. You want to whip your shirt off and come on in? You're welcome.
Nobody wants to see that. But let's just open a tapas restaurant and not a topless, okay? Let's do that.
That's what he plans on.
That's good. That's good because it's a family show here and a family restaurant. That's fun. That's going to be fun. And so is the... the wine pairing, 20 wine pairings for Italy, just at the Cyprus location or both?
It's going to be at both.
At both.
Yeah, and you get the passport. You can go to either location. We give you a stamp, just like when you're traveling outside the country on the page. You get to learn a little bit about the different regions of Italy, which I think is super interesting. We're going to be putting together different foods. We're going to a bunch of different food shows to try to bring in some things that Italian restaurants aren't, you know, in town aren't really doing right now, or they're only doing, you know, in modified versions. So it's just kind of it's exciting for the chefs to get to play around. It's exciting for me to get to pair some wines and get my staff involved. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great thing, man.
You know, on the Bear, they sent their dessert guy to where, Sweden, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yep. You sending your guys to Italy and different regions? Come on, let's go.
I hope my guys aren't listening right now. Look, can we start with Napa, maybe?
He sent him to Noma.
Noma.
He's the best restaurant in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Yeah.
We'll start with the Hill Country.
We'll send him to Bel Air.
Yeah. I'll load him in the back of my truck, drive him over to Austin. We'll hit a couple wineries and come back.
Good stuff. That's Paul Miller from Great Plate right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Continued success. Great stuff. We really appreciate it, man.
I'll bring food next time, I apologize.
Yes. Always.
Yeah, you're always, thanks, always welcome.
Or wine. Sometimes we get mimosas here.
Yes.
We had the grapefruit stuff. I don't forget that.
I'll do that next time. I'm talking to Chef right when I get over to the office. It's on. It's on.
Let's go, Chef. Bring it. Hey, D'Amico met the media yesterday. Let's hear from him, his overall thoughts on what went down on Sunday with his football team. D'Amico Ryans with an 0-2 start wasn't awesome, especially early defensively. They bounced back, I thought, and you know what? CJ looked great. Here's D'Amico's overall thoughts on Sunday's game.
Watching the game, I think CJ, again, he did some really good things in the game to give us a chance there to move the ball, to score some points there. Our receivers, I thought their energy, their intent, was really good. Nico had an awesome game, first 100-yard game in his career. Credit to him, just how he worked throughout the week and it showed up in the game. Robert has been consistent as ever from his first day here, and he shows up in the game just being consistent. So proud of the effort that those guys put out. And again, CJ did some really good things, and there's things we can clean up. Just offensively, just, you know, the finer details and techniques, communication, things that we can clean up, things that we can control. Those are things that we can definitely be better at, and we will moving forward.
Yeah, he also was asked about. I want to get to the linebacker question, because, you know, I told you yesterday when I watched, I was like, I don't see linebackers making any plays. They're missing run fits. It looked bad. He was asked specifically about the linebackers yesterday, and I think D'Amico and I probably ended up seeing it the same way.
For the linebacker core, either out, and we have to coach them better. It wasn't good enough, and from start to finish, we have to do a much better job when it comes to just being where we're supposed to be in coverage. When it comes to tackling in the hole, like, it has to be much better for us to play good defense.
Yeah, defensively, it was very disappointing, especially since you've got a defensive-minded coach, one of the best in the league. Last year, D'Amico was awesome with the 49ers. He had 49er talent. He doesn't have that now.
Speaking of disappointed, do you have the cut about Christian Harris? I don't know if they included that one. It was very brief. He was talking about Christian Harris's playing time and stuff like that. And he talked about Henry To'o playing as well in the game. I don't know that Harris is one of those guys that has all the physical tools and athletic ability, but he just doesn't. I didn't think in college he really saw the field and run and block development very clearly, and missed a lot of his fits, things like that. Ended up getting his play side shoulder covered up by blocks. D'Amico was kind of just about Christian Harris. He was asked specifically about Christian Harris and his playing time and things like that, and he kind of danced around it and said he was playing a lot of different guys. So to me right now, it's Denzel Perryman, and then we're going to see. We'll see what else we're going to do as Houston Texans. But the linebacking play, make no mistake about it, you've got a defensive line that still needs to get better in the middle. For me, Malik Collins getting the contract he got is fine. He's played fairly well.
It would help if Ridgeway was healthy.
Yes, you need the big guy next to him for sure.
Yep.
It would definitely help. And you're right, that was one of those injuries. Boy, injury bug this early.
That's it.
This many offensive linemen out. Hassan Ridgeway out, safeties out. Like, my gosh.
Three safeties now.
Yeah. How in the world are they getting bit by the injury bug this badly this early?
And then Mechie was finally back on the field, and he didn't have any kind of an impact, but it was nice to see him run out there. I don't know where, how he's going to.
So I'm at the game. I didn't notice him.
You didn't?
No, well, because there's no in, talk. There's no.
When he came in, the announce, you know, they had the camera on him.
Yeah,
this is a great story,
right? And at the Mechie, game, I didn't notice.
Here's D'Amico talking about Mechie.
First, just credit to Mechie of him. It's his first game. It was awesome to see him out there playing, and he wants to be great. That's the one thing I love about Mechie. He just doesn't want to, you know, just be a normal NFL receiver. He wants to be great at his job, and he works that way. So it was very encouraging to see him out there, seeing him get some opportunities, and we'll start to see that more. But very pleased with him and encouraged to see him out there.
Are we though? I mean, where's he going to? I mean, do you feel like now Tank should get more opportunities?
Mm-hmm.
But and Nico is not getting off the field. And Woods has been a very
effective. Meritocracy. You really can't, like, I want to see Mechie worked in, see what he's got. But, and sometimes, you know, Tank will come out. I think you may have to manage some of Tank's snaps just because he is a small boy. He looks like some kid that'd be on some Broward County All-Star team with just little tiny legs and flying all over the place so much, you know, just so good. But he is so thin out on that field. So I think you kind of have to manage him a little bit. But if Mechie can't make plays like Tank, you're just going to have limited snaps. I mean, if you balanced out the snaps between the two, it's probably 75-25 Tank on 11, maybe 80-20 on 11 personnel. which is three wide receiver sets. Tank is one of the best. I think these options are fairly equal. I think Nico's the best option because he can get vertical. He can make contested catches. He's tougher. He's bigger. Then you got, you know, Robert Woods, who's a veteran. He clearly is better than people thought. They kind of thought he was a throw-in, but the Texans signed him to a two-year deal with a decent amount is guaranteed in the second year. And then you got Tank, who's not really all that guardable. So I just don't know where Mechie fits in. I really don't. I was wondering where Mechie fit in before the season, and now it's going to be hard because every game that passes, Tank Dell is going to have more wow moments, like looking to make this play, looking to make that play, looking to make that play. And I think it's going to get harder and harder for Mechie to try to get a foothold anywhere. I mean, he'd have to get snaps eventually for Robert Woods, and I don't think Mechie's a – I don't think he's the type of unless you play Tank outside, which I don't see, Mechie's going to – he doesn't have the kind of separation where you can play him outside. He doesn't have the kind of vertical speed.
Yeah, well – they tried to use Tank as a blocker on a bubble screen.
Well, that's just...
Oh, my gosh. That's a
Bobby Slowick
that was
issue.
Not,
you can't do that.
No, you can't. Don't ever do that again.
You can't do that. It's not fair to Tank.
Please don't ever do that again. All right, 703-780-3776. Any thoughts on this? You're more than welcome. You are going to be Daspit bound today, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to take a little trip and... got a trip to make, and we're going to make a short trip, drive out there, drive back. But I could tell you this, John Daspit, what he does for people, you're going to start seeing more TV commercials. You're going to start seeing billboards pop up. John Daspit has been extremely successful for hundreds and thousands of people over the years. And it's 10 offices in the state of Texas. He's expanding beyond Texas. But here's what you need to know. He's got a lot of people who end up with over $1 million settlements individually. When he has worked for entire groups that have been injured, he does an amazing job of gathering all the information, getting everything he needs to, doing the research on not only your injuries, but anything that may have to take place in the future in terms of surgeries or physical therapy, because sometimes your original injury, you're not all the way over it. You don't know what the long-lasting ramifications are going to be, and that's why there is pain and suffering payments as well when it comes to your injury. So make sure on your personal injury front that you have John Daspit on your side. He will fight hard, and he is a winner. All he does is win. Call 713-CALL-NOW. That's the phone number. Keep that in mind. 713-CALL-NOW. Or go to the website and read all about him and his company at DaspitLaw.com.
PSP. John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
So good to hear the Texans defense catching a little bit today. Yesterday's show sounded like Matt Burke was sending John pizzas. That's ridiculous. I said they sucked defensively. They sucked.
Matt Burke sent you pizzas? He didn't even make calls.
No.
Matt's like, hey, I don't get bullets this year. Stay off of me. By the way, have we addressed this? Is it time for people to walk back their comments? When was Deshaun Watson at his best? Under the tutelage of Bill O'Brien and Tim Kelly.
Yeah.
Has he been the same since then?
Well, how are you going to be better when you lose those two?
Deshaun liked Tim Kelly too, by the way.
Let's do the exercise we did before the show. How many quarterbacks?
I don't like anything.
Would
we do
you
before
take?
The show. Oh, before, this is a good one.
Okay. Before Deshaun, I just started throwing out names, and you struggled with all of them.
It's gotten hard.
What are you talking about?
Quarterback names.
Which quarterbacks would you take? Would you, if you knew you had to win a game? Can we do it that way?
Sure.
You have one game to win, and you're playing.
Or
with
who would you rather have as your quarterback on your team
right now?
Right now,
considering how
who
they're,
would you rather
how
have as
playing.
Your
okay,
quarterback?
And your team is going to be the Saints
or the Browns.
The Browns. Let's just say the Browns. Yeah.
If you're the Browns,
okay.
Would you rather have Derek Carr?
Well, hold on. Let Dell play the game. We have to answer.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with Derek Carr.
Yes, I'd rather have Derek Carr.
He plays on a team with a good defense.
I'm going to say Derek Carr right now.
Didn't make mistakes.
I am a Derek Carr's as average guy. I don't think you can win with Derek Carr. Derek Carr.
Well, Deshaun, since he's been back, has been below average. So
he was horrendous with penalties and mistakes yesterday.
Yep.
And turnovers, I mean. Let's go with the guy he played against.
I'd rather have Deshaun.
I'm Kenny going Pickett. Deshaun over Pickett.
Even though,
at least I know he has something in his background.
Well, Kenny Pickett didn't make them win. The defense did.
I know, but Deshaun directly contributed to the loss.
I'm still going Deshaun, but I might be. It might be the wrong side, but I'm still going Deshaun.
Okay. Also, you don't have to pay Kenny Pickett what you have to pay Deshaun, so you might factor that into.
Oh, if we factor
in the, that in this equation, Daniel Jones, who's getting paid a lot of money,
I'd rather have Daniel Jones.
A shorter amount of time.
I'd rather have Daniel Jones. Yes. You would rather have Deshaun than Daniel
Jones? No, I'll take Daniel Jones. I can't believe how far Deshaun has fallen.
Here's the one I started with, Baker Mayfield.
So this is like, this is ridiculous. Is there a chance that Baker's coming off of a win? Now, he also had a good game last year with the Rams, remember?
When he got there behind that week.
Yeah, he got there that week. Like, is Baker growing? He was the first pick of the draft.
He is getting better while Deshaun is getting worse.
And he has... When he has better targets like Mike Evans, he seemed to do okay. I mean, the guy that Deshaun came and took over for 238 guaranteed, do we think Baker, you got a better chance of winning with Baker than Deshaun? Are you prepared to say that out loud with your human mouth?
I don't want to make that choice.
Baker has not made the mistakes Deshaun has
No,
made.
He doesn't. He's also
this year.
That could change in a week.
Isn't he limited though?
Here's the thing.
Isn't Baker limited?
This could change in 1 week. Like Baker's not a guy that Baker's a guy just like a lot of these guys we're talking about. You could flip if Deshaun had a really good game. You're like, nah, it's Deshaun.
Wait a minute. Baker was with who? The Cleveland Browns. You go there to have your career destroyed. Who goes?
Yeah, but Baker was part of the problem. Because Baker was not professional. Baker was too sensitive.
Maybe Baker has become more professional.
Yeah, and maybe he needs less. Like you, the further you get away from all the talking points on Colin Cowherd, all the talking points on Get Up or Stephen A. Smith and all that. Now he's just a team that's not a lot expected. He's not the first pick of the draft anymore. He's just kind of Baker Mayfield. He's just a guy who people. He's not in the line of fire, and you know what? He looks comfortable.
Well.
I'll say Baker Mayfield right now.
When consider
if you throw money in Dallas, it's a no-brainer.
And he's not turned the ball over. Deshaun at responsible for at least 4 turnovers so far this year.
I don't know the Browns fan. Any Brown fan would go, we got to have
Baker back. Browns fans would
not. No, they wouldn't. They experienced it, but do you think Browns fans are thrilled with what they're getting at quarterback play right now?
No, they probably look over Baker now and go, what the bleep is going on? Why didn't you do this here?
Like Baker wasn't great his first game, but he didn't turn the ball over like Kirk Cousins did. And he's not doing it like Deshaun has done so far. So, and 2 face mask penalties from a quarterback?
And by the way,
Deshaun had yesterday?
Listen, you can say all you want about Justin Fields and he's going to be better. The Bears aren't good. They won 3 games. They were terrible. And they're still terrible.
Well, okay.
They're still a bad team.
Justin Fields or Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun. Yeah. Although Fields is running way better than Deshaun, but no. No, Deshaun. This is not
Deshaun.
Close. Right now, Justin Fields is one of the 4 worst quarterbacks in pro football.
Where's Deshaun ranked right now?
He's one of the 6 worst.
He's above Justin. He's above Justin.
I just can't get...
At least you know Deshaun can throw the ball down the
field. We have seen Deshaun play well before.
Did you see him?
He was good in 20 or 21.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't play in 22.
He
sat out all of 21.
He was good in 20.
Oh, my God. He sat out.
He hasn't played good football in 2+ years.
Well, he hasn't played football in 2 years.
Well, I know that's part of the thing, but he hasn't played
good
football.
Since John was double masking and wearing gloves. And wearing gloves to.
What? To a game? That wasn't me. It was Cal.
No, not baseball gloves.
Oh.
Wearing double gloves so you wouldn't get COVID on your hands.
Okay. What? Who's next?
He hasn't been good since he predicted Deshaun would throw for 50 touchdowns.
So 21 was then they lost to the Chiefs when they were up 24-0?
No, 21 he didn't play at all.
Oh, 20 was that.
20 is the game they lost to the Chiefs.
God, that's the last time he was good. Jeez. What? Who else?
Well, last time Stingley was good was 19.
Right. No, actually it was 19. Because I was in New Orleans for that game, for the Chiefs game.
Yeah, 20 is the year they were terrible.
Yeah, they were terrible,
and
that was COVID year. 19 was the last time Deshaun was good.
He was good in 20. They just were terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good. But no, the Chiefs game was the 19 season.
You're right. Yeah. thing. It's a game that
was 19.
Yes, when it all fell apart, they traded. They got rid of Hopkins and the Saints.
Texas hasn't been good since 19. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think to make it even close before you guys immediately pick the other quarterback.
Well, so 19 season, it was 20 playoffs.
Geno, you would rather have Geno.
Of course.
Rather have Geno.
You'd rather have Jared Goff. How about, Jared Goff, easy.
Yeah, we're talking, and remove all the rookies.
Let's put the rookies in.
Would you rather have Stroud?
I'd rather have Stroud.
I'd rather have Deshaun right now over Bryce.
Would you rather have
Anthony Richardson when he's healthy?
I would rather have Deshaun over.
He's never healthy. He's played two games.
I know.
Two games, two injuries.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one's concussion.
Better stay in the pocket a little bit at some point. So
Tua or Deshaun?
Stop it.
Deshaun.
It's embarrassing.
Deshaun.
Mac Jones or
Deshaun?
That's
embarrassing.
Yeah. It felt like it's easy, but you got to think about it a little bit.
Mid Jones or Deshaun Watson?
Mid Jones, yeah.
I'd rather Deshaun. I don't want him.
I don't know.
I don't want him.
Mac Jones probably won't get you beat. Mac Jones isn't going to win for you.
No.
He's not going to make winning plays. I think I'd say... I want to say Mac, but I'm just not...
This is a hard game.
This is a really hard...
Talk about the fall of Watson.
Who's Deshaun better than is a hard... This is really... And they paid him 238 guaranteed.
Josh Dobbs or Deshaun Watson?
No, that's Deshaun Watson.
The way
you got to stop
this year,
that, Bell.
This year.
You
got to
stop.
Dobbs has been better.
You're going
than
on priors. You guys are going on priors. The current Deshaun Watson or Josh Dobbs?
Well, if we're going on priors, Deshaun has way more priors.
Bona fides.
There's no prior. There was alleged allegations that never went criminal.
Oh, that's right.
Never went criminal. It was civil court.
Oh, that's
fine.
Right.
Bona fides on the football field in previous years. But you're going off of that. This Deshaun Watson versus Josh Dobbs.
Deshaun versus the future of Will Levis.
Whoa.
Oh, Deshaun.
Deshaun versus the future of Malik Willis. Deshaun Tannehill.
You insulted him a little bit.
We're not done. Deshaun versus Tannehill.
When we got to the Titans quarterbacks, it got disrespectful to Deshaun.
Wait. I would rather have Tannehill than Deshaun.
You saw what Tannehill did against the Chargers?
Yeah. You think did Deshaun could have done that? Did you see what he did last week, winning the game for you?
You would take Tannehill over Deshaun. Desmond Ridder versus Deshaun.
Oh. Well.
You shouldn't have to hesitate on this.
Well, Desmond's 2-0.
Yeah.
Nah.
Deshaun's 1-1.
Oh, here's quarterback win, guy.
Only because Joe Burrow was worse.
Okay, then Joe Burrow is the worst quarterback in the league.
Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson.
Right now, I take Deshaun over Joe Burrow. He can't even walk. You got a guy who can't walk.
No.
He threw for 83 yards in the first week. He threw for like 36 in the first half on Tuesday.
I mean, on this past Sunday.
All right, this is stupid now, so we're going to stop this.
Oh, we got to Joe Burrow. He doesn't play anymore.
Stupid. Now that Joe Burrow's hobbling in.
Where are you watching all these
games? Joe Burrow has hobbled into the chat.
On your patio. That's where you're watching.
That's right. I know that's right, John. I can watch all kinds of games. Baseball games, college football games, pro football games, UFC events. I can watch streaming shows. I can watch that show about the guy who did Spotify. I saw that one outside on my patio. I remember distinctly my kids watch Mr. Beast. Well, my daughter watches Mr. Beast and all kinds of stuff on the patios. Now that I've got the Sunday Ticket on YouTube, I can watch my football out there on YouTube now streaming. I mean, there is a ton to do on a patio, and I haven't even gotten to the fact that I've got the great grill out there, my refrigerator full of drinks. You can end up putting, if you want to get a grill, a smoker, anything that you want to do for your kitchen, you want a seating area and an island that very comfortably faces the TV, so you've got your own basic sports bar set up, you can do that as well. You want two TVs, not a problem. They can do that for you. If you want just one big screen with sound system in the pitched roof that they're doing, that they build onto your pre-existing roof, they do that for you. The workmanship is incredible. It looks great from design all the way to completion. They use the best materials, the best stone. If you're looking for travertine or stamped concrete on the ground, on the floor, that's your decision to make, but they're going to make it look beautiful for you. It will add value to your home and add value to your life. It's Texas Custom Patios. Look at the before and after work, and you are going to be blown away. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad.
But hey, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. This is our final segment before News of the Weird here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thanks to Dana Holgorsen and Paul Miller for stopping by. We really appreciate those guys. Thank you so much. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Apparently, Mel Tucker has been informed that he will be fired. He says he is...
with cause, no buyout.
Yeah.
They say they have enough information.
Yeah, and... we'll see. I think he's going to have himself a nice case.
They said that you saying it was consensual doesn't help your cause as far as the us firing you without cause, firing you with cause.
Yeah, right. I mean, is that a fire? Is that for cause? Here's the deal: is it's embarrassing, the whole thing coming out in public, coach pleasuring himself, that whole thing, all of that is very
with somebody who is a
contractor.
Yeah. And then she's got the background.
And you're married.
And then she's Like the whole thing is, but they are separated, I guess, from what we understand.
Is moral is cheating on a spouse a moral turpitude?
Well, if they feel like it makes you look, if they feel like it is makes you look bad or whatever,
and it's embarrassing for the university.
I think it's more than that. He was having phone sex with somebody who is a consultant for.
Yeah,
their
victim and a survivor. And a victim,
yeah, it's yeah. All of the it whole comes thing, together to
the whole thing is,
and they are the same university that had Larry Nassar. Case closed.
Yeah, and yeah, it is Michigan State. That's, but is it an $80 million?
Well, he got some of it.
He what?
He got some of it.
Well, he did get some of it, but there's about 80 left on it.
How many years since that contract was signed?
It was like a 20-year deal, though.
No.
He had 1 year with 7 wins, and they immediately said, stay here forever!
Yeah.
Because you know how sensitive colleges are now of losing coaches.
I will
coaches.
Give him some credit. He did have Kenneth Walker, but I think they made a New Year's 6 game, and that's why they gave him the
10-year, $95 million deal that was signed in late 2021, so 22. He basically only got 1 year. He got 9.5 of it. They got 1 year of it.
So 86 is going the other way.
Yeah.
That's
let this be a lesson to all coaches who are sitting there thinking I'm untouchable because of my guaranteed money. You better keep it.
Well,
you better keep it off the phone lines.
Is it the problem that
keep it in the pants?
Isn't it the problem that he was way too touchable?
Dell, that's something I would expect from Johnny.
That's
Johnny single-handedly ruined career.
That's single-handedly.
See, you guys are two peas of a pod. You really are. You just like to act like you're not. Isn't the problem he was too touchable? No, it was on a phone, Dell.
No, he was doing the.
He was touchable.
Yeah, he found himself too touchable.
He found himself.
He couldn't resist himself.
Yes.
He
was. That's the problem.
He loved himself too much.
Yeah, you're way too in love with yourself now.
Self-love is not supposed to be a bad thing. You have to love yourself before you can love anyone else.
Doing the privacy of. Not on the phone with Brenda Tracy.
Yeah, with no cameras around.
Well, there were no cameras.
I'm loving myself. You should never say that out loud into a phone. Like, okay, we know you love yourself.
Who says that into a phone?
You're saying it into a microphone. I guess that's okay.
No, you just say, hey,
yeah,
self-love is supposed to be an internalized thing.
You tried to paint us a certain way considering your bathtub conversation. You're right there, too. He's right, Lance. You're right there.
No, yeah. I'm just saying inappropriate behavior. We talked about earlier. I had a little message for kids.
About why
Mr. Deshaun had to get traded.
How about the double banger stuff when you go pound, pound, pound? How about that?
That's just sound effects.
No.
Why do you listen to everything and bring everything up?
I didn't hear that part.
You didn't hear him do
no,
that?
No, I was too busy.
Because it's quiet.
No, yeah. He goes.
Because
he goes,
it's just a background noise.
No, he's
not supposed to be
pound,
focused on.
Pound, pound. I'm
and
like,
Don
why are you doing this?
You know why? It's just
I heard
background.
It the first. He's done it the two times. No,
that's all it is.
No, you're not doing. You're going pound,
yeah. And you're doing this. This is the universal symbol for.
Yeah, you're not any different. What are you talking about?
I mean,
I'm doing background noises. I'm not saying.
By the way, I
things.
Did get a text from HR and P earlier in the show.
I bet you did.
Yeah, for those of you that missed Lance's bathtub diatribe,
I didn't say anything. All I said was. You know how you're not supposed to do inappropriate things in the bathtub? Mm. Like when you're talking to kids. Well, that's what Mr. Deshaun did, and that's why he had to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to do inappropriate stuff, or you'll go to Cleveland.
That is true.
That is a good threat.
Inappropriate stuff. Did you literally just go from adolescence doing stuff in the bathtub to an HRMP commercial?
Classic.
Yeah. Well,
good transition, actually.
Let's listen back to a couple Fridays ago when we were at where were we at again?
We were at East River Nine.
East River Nine.
We had like that doesn't happen with kids. Like where moms are dead. You never had to tell JT get your hand, move your hand, get your or Wendy. You wouldn't have said anything. Did Wendy ever have to say, "Don't do that, John Tyler"? We're not supposed to do those things.
Don't deflect. This is about East River Nine. When you what is this? You what? Say, you, "I'm just making sound effects." Listen closely. And I caught you then. I was like, "Don't say pound."
Why do you still have that on tape?
Because Frank sent it to me.
Why are you saying?
I'm just making sound effects, background noise.
Okay, let's do it again. It sounds basically just like everything else. It's just a sound
effect.
Let's
hear this again.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys are a double burger, 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 pound, 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 pound.
Don't say pound.
That's
how. Dills, don't say pound.
That's sound effects.
I heard you.
It's just an explosion.
Yeah.
It's not pound.
Yeah, I heard you at the time. I was like, "What are you doing? You're just like us. Stop and it! Don't separate yourself."
It was good to have her heel back and doing the and having a double bang.
And then there's Friday. The cat
he
going,
isn't.
He at the very end. You didn't know that? You didn't hear it? You should bring up Sundays. There's a double banger in Reheel, and we're. I think I may hit the p words again in there for you, and all of a sudden at the end he goes. Meow.
I missed that.
He just
part.
Does a cat noise randomly.
I missed that. Missed that one. Anyway, we're going to have double bangers tomorrow right here on
hopefully.
Our show. Hopefully we have double
bangers. Beat the Little Guy tomorrow
why
at 9.
Hopefully?
Because
those are fun.
That's the most. That's
no,
the
but
most,
why are you saying hopefully? Why would we not?
Because
it's got to be.
There's no guarantee that they'll pick the same game.
Yeah. They're against each other. That's why we do that. It's not just to say pound, pound, pound,
yeah,
pound.
We don't just do double banger because.
Okay.
There has to be an actual reason, unlike pound, pound. There's no reason for that.
Okay, here's you, apparently. Pound. Pound thump.
No.
Yeah, that's you.
What is this?
Yeah.
What is this? You guys just need to know that
that
sound effects are nothing more than sound effects.
Those weren't sound effects.
That's
it's more like
Robert
double burger, 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 pound.
That's not a sound effect.
Was that this? Is that the same one?
Yes.
It's onomatopoeia.
No.
No.
Pow, 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 pow.
Pow, pow. You're saying.
It's just onomatopoeia.
That's a bad
you're a terrible person.
Did Robert Ory make an album? This is Robert Ory. Did he make some type of a...
I don't know. I'm looking at it. Is it just a... I think it's just a poster.
It says Robert Ory.
Robert Ory did not do a... That says thump or whatever in the bottom. That doesn't say... Thump. It looks like an explicit
lyric thump,
lyric
pound,
thing.
Pound, pound, thump.
There's no way Robert Ory made a song called Pound, 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 Thump.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? Did Robert Ory make any music? Has he?
I don't remember that. But then again, I wasn't here in the city at the time he was at his
So you're having my baby.
So, I don't... What?
He's just singing a little Jodeci.
Baby. Well, what a lovely way.
I think those are two different songs you guys are singing.
Oh.
You know what we should talk about is how Lance gets to work every day.
It is. How do you get to work every day? Craig DeSurf.
Well, yeah. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Started looking at pre-owned. So I was on there. I was looking at pre-owned for my son. Then I was looking at new lease opportunities. And they have a really low mileage. They have a really low price point, I should say, on a two-year lease for ultra-low mileage, right? It's 20,000 miles over 2 years on a two-year lease. If you're somebody who just drives around the city of Houston, you don't put a lot of miles on your vehicle. Did you know right now they have some great offers on low-mileage leases for under $269 and under per month? it's a great opportunity for you. That's just one of the things that I found going to LandZCars.com. Now, you can also find great pickup trucks. You can find out what the APR rates are right now on the Chevy Silverados or the GMC Sierra pickup trucks. And remember, they have different engine types. They have different exterior features, interior features. So whatever it is that you're looking for, they're going to find the right vehicle for you, the right color, the right interior. But maybe most importantly, you're going to get a better trade-in value. You're going to get every dealer incentive that they can possibly find so that you get the best monthly payments that you can possibly find. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC for purchase, for lease, for low APR rates and high trade-in values. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Lance and Dell, a new study out says women are less likely to receive CPR in public than men. You know why?
Why?
Icky girls?
Well, first of all, what does she look like? Okay.
Oh.
That's terrible.
No, but listen. First off, it's not that. It is that men are afraid to touch and put their mouth on a woman without consent. What if she really didn't need it? Now, do you think maybe Rubiales? Maybe he thought that she needed, it was CPR situation?
Well, if you guys don't know who Rubiales is, he's become like the fourth host of this show. Rubiales is the Spanish soccer, former Spanish soccer president who grabbed a woman after winning the World Cup, one of the Spanish soccer players, and kissed her.
Fourth host.
He's around. He's on so much.
He's our fourth host.
Yeah. Okay.
So, would you give a woman CPR if she needed it?
If I knew it, if I still remembered it, yes, I would.
Del?
Are we sure? Is it because men don't know CPR?
Here's the deal with me. It's a definite yes if a woman needs CPR. Now, it's questionable if it's a guy for me. Okay. Are you giving a guy CPR?
I don't.
Someone help him! Is there a doctor here? Is there a doctor here?
I don't know. I don't know CPR.
Is anyone here?
Someone! Wait. Someone!
I know this building is empty, but.
Guys, what if you're by yourself?
Anybody here?
You see
help
people
this
across the street. Hey, come over here real quick. I want to show you something. Can you help him?
What did the doctor say? Says you're going to die. That's what he said. Okay. You got to give him CPR. Said you're going to die. Yeah, I don't know. See, for me, it's much more likely that a woman would get CPR.
This is, well, you know how you avoid it. You don't learn CPR, so you don't have to make
that
decision.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah, sorry. Find someone else.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm out on this one. Of a new poll says 40% of men and women fake orgasms due to their partner's bad breath. Have you ever faked an orgasm because your partner's bad breath?
No. No.
There are things to avoid
people,
the breath.
People can see you on Twitch.
So? He doesn't care.
I don't care about that.
He said, turn it around.
I really don't care about the Twitch people. There are ways to avoid bad breath.
Well, first of all, why are you doing stuff with someone that has bad breath? Didn't you? Hey, go brush your teeth first.
Well, maybe you don't want to do that because it might ruin and end any chance of something like that happening.
Yeah, but then you're ruining it anyway because you're like, I see. Hey, can you? Yeah. You don't have to be face-to-face in that situation. A new survey says average parents spend more time on devices than they do with their kids. True or false, Lance? Which side are you on this one?
We don't count TVs as a device,
yes,
do we?
Yes, it's a device.
Okay. Looks like that study's a good study. Does a TV count as a device?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They spend more time with...
And the kids spend more time on their devices than with us.
Yes.
That's
true. Another survey says most dog owners believe their pups have a better social life than they do. Does your dog have a better social life than you do?
No, ours is both bad.
Huh? They're both bad?
Yeah, mine's bad and his is bad.
Doesn't he go out with his friends? Don't you have him outside?
No dog park. He doesn't go for walks very often. They run around the yard. Now, they get cheese.
Get cheese?
I can get cheese and then I'll give him some. And then, they have easy lives. They get pup cubs every Saturday. The Starbucks where they get so excited they lick up all the whipped cream out of that.
Part.
Oh yeah, that's the exciting. That's the Saturday.
Okay, who has a more exciting time during the week? Your dog doing that, or you at any point?
Sometimes I'll go to Roostar. What about when I get a banh mi at Roostar?
Oh,
I go get Roostar.
Are you excited about
that? The same level of excitement as him getting his pup cup. Yeah. Puppuccino.
In case you missed it, a Florida man was arrested for torching the car belonging to his cousin, who also happens to be his girlfriend. Do you feel like this is the...
Why is it so easy with Florida? Like, why has another state not come out like a Mississippi man? Or why is Florida always doing this stuff?
Oh, we're going to pretend stuff. Like people in Mississippi ain't dating their cousins? That's what I'm saying. Florida for that.
How does that story not pop up? Yeah, but torching the car, too?
I mean, that sounds like a Florida story.
Maybe she had bad breath.
Maybe she had bad breath and he... Mm-hmm. Has this ever happened to you? A man walked out naked out of his shower and he found a Mountie in his bedroom.
Here I come to save the day.
Right.
Remember him?
Yeah.
What was his name?
That was Mighty Mouse.
That wasn't the Mountie.
You're talking about Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah. Isn't that what Dudley Do-Right said?
No, Mighty Mouse said that.
Mighty Mouse said that. Yeah. I'll save you, Nell.
But that's, you knew I was Dudley talking
Do-Right.
About...
Dudley Do-Right is...
Mighty Mouse said, here I come to save the day?
Yes.
What should have been Dudley Do-Right?
I'll save you, Nell!
I don't have any background with Mounties, so I hope never to see one of my bedroom.
You never walked out of the shower naked?
Nicole, what is this Mountie doing here?
I'm sorry, he came for you. Not me.
I don't want the Mountie coming for me.
Yeah. All right, we're done. Paul Galanis.
No, not...
Well, see. There you got a sounder.
Oh, yeah, you're done for.
You're done for. Anytime Mounties come up.
the one time next 5 years he comes up.
Mountie comes up, you're going to have your finger on the button.
Just waiting.
Just waiting for it. Hey, it's family weekend at U of H. Hey, Sam Houston ain't going to be an easy out here, people. All right, we looked it up. He's given up 27 points in 2 games to BYU and Air Force. So... it's going to be a tough one. So here's the deal. Want you out there. We need it full of red. We don't want orange to be dominating the crowd on Saturday. You got a family 4-pack special, 4 tickets, 4 dogs, 4 sodas for just $60. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 sodas for just $60. Individual tickets start at just $20. Get your tickets today and go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Yeah, it's gone great the last couple of weeks, but that's okay. You got time to turn it around. It's only 3 games in. Let's go. Support this team. Get on out there. Taking on Sam Houston, who is now in Division I and is now playing some really good defense. What you need to do is go to uhcougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS.
Yeah. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.